Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com on the phone to chat with us a little bit about that victory, 38-35. And Brian, we haven't seen a game like that at all this year. What an incredible day.
It came down to the very end for the Packers. It was a last-second field goal as time expired, and it was truly exciting.
Now, one of the things that came out from this game is that 38-35 score was the exact score. Remember 4 years ago when the Giants, it was the last game of the season in New York, New England came to town. They were going for 16-0, and they played that game like kind of a playoff game, and then those two teams met in the Super Bowl. But the Giants lost that game, but I've never seen a locker room so happy after a loss, because the Giants knew they could contend with the really the best team in the league that year. Kind of the same thing happened yesterday. Some Giants were happy, some Giants weren't. We know the Packers can be beat, but they don't seem like they will let anyone beat them. They can be beat, but they won't be beat. If the Giants couldn't do it yesterday, what is it going to take for a team to knock off the Packers, Brian?
It's going to take a superhuman effort. The Packers have three out of their last four home games at Lambeau Field, or three out of the last four regular season games at Lambeau Field, and probably every playoff game for that matter as well, at least in, before they reach the Super Bowl, so if that's in the cards. But I can't see any team beating the Packers in the regular season with so much home games and just the way they're playing. I just don't see it happening.
They did not play their best game, the Green Bay Packers. They gave up a ton of yards, ton of points on defense, but you also had a couple of key turnovers. Clay Matthews, an interception return for a touchdown. Packers had a lot of drops on offense, but you had Aaron Rodgers, another just outstanding day from him. The Packers do have a lot to work on this week. I think drops were the biggest thing that I noticed, especially offensively.
Yes, it wasn't a perfect victory by any means. The defense, as you mentioned, giving up a lot of yards as they've done most of the year, so that continues to be an issue with them. And I suppose they have a built-in excuse because their inside linebackers, their starters were missing, and then Charles Woodson got injured and left the game. So they kind of have some issues, injury issues there. And then on the offensive side, the drop passes, particularly by tight end JerMichael Finley, are cause for concern.
You can start to do a little Christmas shopping early, though, if you want to get your loved ones any NFC North champions apparel, as the Packers clinching the division yesterday with their win, and then the Lions and Bears both losing. And the NFC yesterday, not a banner day for that conference, as a lot of the contenders falling and really not looking that good. If you get a team like the Giants, who had to play just their best effort of the season, still come up short, off the top of your head, in the NFC, who can beat the Packers right now? Anybody?
The Saints can beat the Packers, but, I don't see it happening on the Packers' home field, though. If things work out the way you think they are, the Packers have a two-game advantage on the San Francisco 49ers for home field advantage throughout the playoffs right now, and I don't see the 49ers being able to catch the Packers. You know, every game's going to be at Lambeau Field in the playoffs, so I think the Saints are playing really well right now, but I just can't see him coming into Lambeau Field in January in the cold and beating the Packers on their home turf. The 49ers will be tough as well, but same thing. I can't see him coming into Lambeau Field and winning.
It's going to be a party at Lambeau for the remaining rest of the season here and into the playoffs should the Packers go as far as we would like them to go. You got three of your last four at home. You'd have a potential two games at home in the playoffs, and then the only times they're going to be on the road at Kansas City in 2 weeks and in the Super Bowl, if they get that far. Oakland Raiders this week coming in the Lambeau, they looked terrible yesterday. What do you think about the Packers this weekend? Is 13-0 a foregone conclusion at this point?
I thought the Raiders would be a little formidable couple weeks ago when they made the trade for Carson Palmer at midseason. I thought, okay, they're They're getting their quarterback issues underway. They have a good running game with Darren McFadden and Michael Bush. So I thought the Raiders would be better than what they showed yesterday, at least, when they lost. So, you know, no matter who the opponent is, I just don't see the Packers losing at home. I think the undefeated streak continues here for them.
I generally, and we've talked about this, I generally like to think of myself as a glass half full, positive kind of person, but I'm still very apprehensive about this year. I'm just so nervous. I think it's too good to be true what's going on. 12-0 now, the Packers, an inside track at the Super Bowl. Is there a letdown coming, Brian? Are we worried a little bit? Is this too good to be true? I guess with the Packers, do you think that they're going to get distracted at all? I'm so distracted, and I'm just a fan. Greg Jennings, JerMichael Finley, Aaron Rodgers, Clay Matthews, are they going to let it get to them?
I don't think so. I mean, you look at yesterday, two guys really came up big in the clutch. Aaron Rodgers directed them on the game-winning drive at the end of the game with 58 seconds left. There was kind of always a knock on Aaron Rodgers that maybe he couldn't win when the game is close. You know, the Packers have won so many games, but they've been, you know, killing the opponents, really. And then Mason Crosby with the field goal at the end. He hadn't kicked a game-winning field goal since week one of his rookie year. So those two guys coming up big in the clutch, they just don't look like they're going to have a letdown to anyone.
Well, you'll forgive me, I hope. I hate to be Randy Quaid's character in Major League and be pessimistic. I don't know how to react to a 12-0 Packers team right now. This is just it's been an incredible season. We're glad you've been with us along the way, and we continue to look forward to talking to you. Brian Caravu from Cheesehead TV. We'll talk to you again on Friday. Have a great week, Brian.
Sounds good. My advice is to enjoy it.
I'll try. I guess I could try to do that. Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com. We'll talk with him again, like I said, on Friday.